You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Medication like Suboxone and Zubsolve can help people recover from opioid addiction. It's usually pretty hard to get, but now it's easier than ever. IPR's Max Johnston has been covering how the coronavirus pandemic is changing that. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Dan.
Max, first off, for anyone who's unfamiliar, what is medication-assisted treatment for opioid addiction, and why has it been so hard to find?
Yeah, so broadly, it's medication that treats addiction withdrawal symptoms and opioid cravings. So it's been called the gold standard for addiction treatment for the impact it has on patients. But the thing is, there's been a shortage of doctors in Northern Michigan for a long time. To provide this medication, there's lots of red tape. It's real costly. And that creates a shortage of providers, which means patients either can't find any doctors, or they have to drive really long distances to find them, in addition to just the general stigma of addiction medication sort of treatment. All this leads to a black market of sorts.
Okay. You say it's more available now during the coronavirus pandemic. Why is that?
Yeah, so Medicaid has expanded to now cover virtual health visits, so talking to your doctor over a Skype-like virtual software. That eliminates the distance between doctors and patients in this case, and because those virtual health visits are now covered, doctors are more consistently reimbursed. One doctor told me all this they're doing now was unbillable and maybe even illegal a month ago.
Okay. What have patients in recovery told you about this change? Has it helped them?
Yeah, I've been told it's connected dozens of patients across the region. Several told me they were traveling up to an hour just to get to a doctor before this. This obviously eliminates that distance between them. And now these patients can check in with their doctor. They can get their electronic prescription filled. People have used the word godsend and lifesaver in all this.
Okay, what about the doctors? Has this change to telehealth help them at all?
Yeah, so obviously it's connected them to more patients. One doctor told me he was worried about his practice under the stay-at-home order, but now he's considering expanding because he's gotten a couple new patients for this. And also, interestingly enough, with medication-assisted treatment, there's usually behavioral health counseling that goes along with it. And I've heard that more patients are showing up to their therapy appointments than ever before. For a long time, at Addiction Treatment Services here in Traverse City, they had a 40% no-show rate. But doctors and providers are thrilled by all this. Here's Chris Heinbaum, who says that no-show rate has plummeted.
And so it seems like almost overnight we've made the most progress than we've seen in 30 years.
Wow. Max, we've talked a lot about how it's helped doctors and patients. Is there anything it doesn't do? Are there any cons to this new change?
Yeah, well, there's always going to be concerns with new technology over security, over patients' privacy, but also over internet access. If we're giving everyone access to this treatment, having consistent broadband internet access up here in northern Michigan is always going to be a concern. And then there are accountability measures that people are worried about, things like drug testing and pill counts. Those are harder to ensure over, you know, a virtual interface than in person.
Do you think this change, this telehealth, will stick around? Will it still be an option for patients in recovery when the coronavirus pandemic is over?
Yeah, lots of people I talk to hope so. I've specifically heard that they hope this sort of temporary measure in place during the pandemic becomes a permanent one, a lasting change. Like I said, there are still some rough edges that need to be smoothed out. But largely in rural communities, this is having a huge impact with patients that are able to get this treatment really for the first time.
Max Johnston on how medication-assisted treatment has expanded during the coronavirus pandemic. Max, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You heard him on Morning Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning.